That is, he told him, no, all I know is a boil. You see, and he said, well, haven't you killed a hog? I said, yes. And the liver had them things in it, and you throw it away and say it was no good. I told him, yes. He said, that's what the matter with your liver. Call it toppet liver. So I said, toppet liver. So I said, oh, yes. So I came on back. I didn't let him do nothing. It cost him $7.50. I came on back and told my old father-in-law, my wife, Daddy. She said, now, old time, he said, don't you give him $7.50 for nothing. He said, you get your box of Dr. Simmons Liver Regulator and put you a half a pint of whiskey on it and take it. And I did that. And I got rid of them thing, and I had one from that day to this, and that was many years ago, well, 1920. And that thing, in the middle of it, I shot a turkey down in Belleville that day. And when I shot the turkey, I had on my hunting jacket, and that turkey came out. I almost could have reached the turkey with the gun, and I was the man to pull the trigger. So, oh boy, so I let that and went. I went and picked up the other one. And it was nothing but white fat, it looked like, in the middle, and I'd pull that thing out. Yeah, I pulled it out, and I had one since. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of somebody get cut and it didn't heal up well and get some kind of flesh around the edge?
The proud flesh.
Proud flesh?
Yeah. I think it's that finger there. See how the nail grow? Mm-hmm. I mashed it in 1918 in Chicago with a barrel, someone else, with the other fella. And my foreman, he was Irishman. He come to me and grabbed me by the hand. I said, what are you with me? He said, oh, come on. He said, you better go to the doctor. I said, oh, no. He said, what would you do if you was home with that? I said, I'd put a little turpentine on it and tie it up for a day or two. He said, oh, no, not here. He said, too dangerous for blood poison. So I went on up to the office, and quickly, the superintendent, he sent me on over to the doctor. The doctor was working on that finger. And that finger was white as a dripping of snow from there to here. And I was sitting down eating, and I passed my finger by my face, and I said, Mama, my finger don't smell right. She said, well, son, you going to the doctor? I said, I'm going to loose this thing. She said, oh, no, don't loose it. She tell me don't loosen. I won't loosen, for God's sake. I took the thing off, and I showed Mama, and that thing was piled up on there. And I said, Mama, look at my mama, said, oh my God, look at that child going and take that thing off. And she got a little piece of alum and put it in the top and parch it. And she made me mash it up. And I sprinkled that thing on there. And she tied it up. 3 days later, my finger went all, the rag dropped off and my finger went all right. Okay. And burnt alum. Yeah, so, cut that proud flesh out and it got all right. And I tell you, I had a little ox, the first team I ever drove, 8. Brighton Sherman was my wheelers. And that little bright ox, when I took him, he had a thing that big around, right under the yoke, on his neck. Oh, that thing, it looked terrible. And working him every day. And that's the first time that I used oxen with iron bows. All the others were used with wood bows. I said, now suppose that cow get something happen, I say, honey, the devil would I get him out. If I can't get that pin out, that bow, I can't cut the iron into. But anyway, Sunday morning, I went in the lot. I sat down and I worked on my knife and worked on it until I got it as sharp as I could think I ever got it. And I went out there, I said, I'm going to kill him or kill him. And I took my knife and I'd hit it. Keep hitting it like that, and I cut that thing out. And it was just like a chisel and gizzard.